Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Today's show is going to be a little bit different. Today's show is going to be more of me on a rant. I came across a recent article in The Atlantic. It actually came out at the end of last year, December 30th, in fact, titled, How to Stop Short-Term Thinking at America's Companies. Now, this article really struck a chord with me. You know, I've had personal experience with this problem as an officer of two publicly traded companies. I've sat on boards of public companies. It's actually one of the reasons why I don't really normally accept or even show any interest in joining boards of public companies because of this short-term focus. Now, what do I mean by this short-term focus? What I mean by the short-term focus is the fact that if you look at public companies that are out there, there's this overemphasis on the quarterly results. We have quarterly earnings calls. The executive team is compensated based on those earning calls. There's a lot of work, teams in place to try to make sure and manage that the organization achieves whatever the quarterly objectives are. Now, in most cases, that results in some bad decision-making process. We end up de-investing or not investing in long-term areas such as plants and equipment, training for employees, research and development. And an area that I'm keenly interested in, innovation. Now, the premise is the fact that these quarterly results are actually driven to actually benefit the shareholders. Now, in my case, and I'll talk about this more as we go through today's show, I don't believe that. I actually think it hurts shareholder results, this overemphasis on these quarterly results. Now, why is it that we have this, quote, focus on the shareholder? Well, it's actually defined as what's called fiduciary responsibility. And what a fiduciary responsibility is, it primarily tells you how you need to think as an executive and how you need to think as the board of directors and who has priority, who should take, you should consider first in the overall decision-making process within the organization. In public companies, the fiduciary responsibility are the shareholders, not the employees, not the customers of the company. Primary fiduciary responsibility in most cases are the shareholders. Now, like I said, that's not always a bad thing. Look, we're all shareholders, right? We have our pension funds and our retirement investments and college savings for our children. We are typically all in the market, so we want to get those returns. But I'm going to argue, and hear me out, stick with me for this entire show, hear me out on this point around this issue with regards to, does the shareholder always take priority, or should the shareholder always take priority in the decision-making process? Now, as I said, I have personal experience with this. I've seen it from the standpoint of companies that I've worked with. Now, the managers were great. The senior executives were great. But they've gotten into the habit of these quarterly results and needing to hit the number. And when you don't hit the number, you absolutely get penalized. The market reacts, the share price is down, and it drives this reinforcement that I've got to hit the quarterly results because I can't have my share price drop. If I miss that quarter by a penny or two a share, I could see a 5, 10, 15, 20% drop in my share price. So this, it becomes almost a reinforcing flywheel. You know, I've missed the quarterly results, my share price drops. I make my quarterly results, my share price goes up. So what happens? We get into this echo chamber of reinforcement that the quarterly results is what drives everything. And this is one of those things that just drives me crazy. Because I've seen where, you know, the results for the quarter are at risk, and then there's certain decisions that are made. You know, hurry up, slow down, don't spend those R&D dollars. Defer purchasing that piece of equipment. Defer hiring that person until after the quarterly results. All kinds of little games that are played in order to try to kind of groom the results so that we make the quarterly numbers. And I just don't get into this game playing. I don't get into the game playing on budgets. That's the other thing, another area that just drives me crazy. Maybe at some point I'll just dedicate a show to budget processes for managers and leaders, how it should be done versus how it's done in 90% of all organizations that are out there. But back to the shareholder piece, this reinforcement of the quarterly results. And what happens? Shareholders put the pressure on senior management and the board to give predictions on where the next quarter is going to be. Wall Street has their own models to take in all kinds of little data points and come up with their own prediction on where the share price is going to hit. And then at the end of the result, there's, you know, before the results get released, there's all these articles written about, well, consensus. And what they mean by consensus is they looked across all the analysts that are covering a stock in the marketplace. And if you look at 2, 3, 4, 5 analysts, and this one says you're up 3 cents, this one says you're up 1 cent, this one says you're up 2, you know, they do a consensus. What is the general consensus across the analysts? And there's all this energy put into this that drives, like I said, bad behavior. And so, you know, the companies feel the pressure to have to kind of guide those analysts. They can't tell them exactly where the number is because that's a forward-looking statement and that's illegal, so you can't do that. You're not going to tell them, you know, where exactly it's going to hit, but you're going to try to give a little bit of guidance. You know, we think we've got a pretty good quarter compared to last quarter. We see an upward trend compared to last quarter. Oh, we're seeing, you know, pressures in Europe or, you know, currency exchange could potentially have an impact. You know, you do all these kinds of crazy words in order to try to influence where your stock price is going to end up at. And the result is that there's this whole game. It's like we're playing Las Vegas on Wall Street with real people's money. And again, the end result is it actually puts the board of directors and the senior executives in a bad position because they have to then play this game because the shareholders are going to expect value to increase and therefore share price to go up. And therefore, if I bought your share at $1 and you a year from now, it's $1.25, ooh, man, I'm happy because you made me, you know, 25 cents on the dollar for, you know, over the year because you've used my money effectively. And that's the hypothesis. The problem is there's all kinds of subtle influences that drive bad decision-making that are negative to long-term investments. And it's the long-term investments that actually create value in companies and on which economic development in any country in the world is dependent on. You don't grow economies, you don't grow businesses on purely short-term decision-making. And there are few companies out there where the senior leaders can be somewhat schizophrenic. Keep your eye on making sure the quarterly results, manage those expectations, deliver those. At the same time, make those long-term investments. Weave that into your overall strategy. Now, there are not many CEOs who do that really well. There's a handful. And even then, if they stumble and they've made the long-term investment and they make the decision not to pull it back to make the quarterly result, and they have a challenging quarter, and they miss the quarterly result target, they get just punished in the marketplace, and they run the risk of the CEOs being fired. The average 10-year for a CEO at a public company is so much shorter now than what it used to be. And thereby, if they want to keep their job, they just get reinforced to focus on the quarterly results. So you've heard me rant on this quarterly results. We're going to spend the rest of the show. I'm going to dig into one. I think this article that was written in The Atlantic is just absolutely phenomenal. We'll have links in the show notes. You really need to take a read on it. But I'm going to pull out some pieces from this article, and then I'm going to talk about my own perspective and my own experiences, again, of being an elected officer at two public companies and being on the board for another public company, what that's like to be both in the management role and in the board role. And on top of that, being an innovation guy like I am, where I make long-term bets. I am betting on innovations and technologies, you know, 3, 4, 5 years out. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up this topic on how to stop short-term thinking in your businesses. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back at Killer Innovations, and you're listening on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy. pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. This week's show is me on a rant regarding quarterly results and what impact that has on research and development and on innovation in organizations that are driven by achieving very short-term quarterly decision-making processes that actually hurt or kill any hope of an R&D or innovation program having a meaningful impact. Now, what are some of the things that I see that are impacted by this focus on the quarterly results? Well, that basically says that companies are disincentivized to invest in things like their workers, their employees, their teams, things like training. I've seen training in most organizations across the globe are just getting decimated in public companies. It is one of those things that's hard to do the ROI analysis. The CFOs maybe have $1 to invest. Do they invest that in a salesperson where every dollar in generates, you know, $2 back in revenue, or I do it to training where I don't have that kind of a metric? And you'll find that things like training get chucked out the window as a result. The other is research and development. You know, I've got to make this, put this dollar in, but I'm not going to see a result for 3, 4, 5 years out, which means I'm investing, but I don't have anything to positively impact next quarterly results. So therefore, I'm going to sacrifice it. Or the investment in technology. Big investments, big system deployments, big swap outs, upgrades, etc., tend to not get prioritized in this focus on quarterly results because I make the investment now, but I have to depreciate that expense over many, many years. And so therefore I'm out the cash, but I depreciate it on my books, and therefore I am disincentivized from making that bet for spending that money now when I can't show that that investment is going to give me the return. Also, the fact is, look, all of us play this game also. If you're in the market, if your retirement account, you've got it some brokerage house, and you've got it in a little bit of the market, or you've got a pension, we are all guilty. We can sit here and try to point to the big Wall Street guys or whatever stock market, depending on where you live in the world, or the CEOs in your organization. But you are just as at fault as anybody else. Why? To just think about it from long-term investment. Are you a long-term investor? Do you put the money in the market and let it go? Let's just do a comparison. In this article from The Atlantic, they give two statistics that were just mind-blowing to me. One is that long-term investments, average equities in 1960 were held for 8 years. Average. So you make a bet, you buy a stock, you're going to hold that stock. And in 1960, the average length of time we all held that stock was for 8 years. That's right, 8 years. What do you think it is today? What do you think? Come on. What do you think? How long do we hold on to our shares today? Average. Now, this is average. In 2016, the average length of time that we held shares was for 8 months. We went from 8 years in 1960 to 8 months in 2016. Why? Because it's so much easier to trade. You can log on to your online brokerage. Boom, boom, boom. You make the trade. You're off to, you know, your gym aerobic class in the afternoon. And what's also shocking, another statistic in this article from The Atlantic, and again, I'm going to put a link for this up on the show notes. You got to go read this article. It's really, really well done. And I have a hard time even believing this. They interviewed 400 of the largest companies' CFOs, their chief financial officers. And 80% of these CFOs, again, 80% of the CFOs at the 400 largest public companies say that they would sacrifice economic value to meet quarterly earnings. They would sacrifice economic value to meet quarterly earnings. What do you mean by economic value? And that's economic value typically means I'm investing in something that is tangible. Plants, facilities, equipment, technologies to improve productivity, things that result in the increasing the book value of an organization. They would sacrifice economic value, and that also includes things like long-range investments, like R&D and innovation. They would sacrifice that in order to make the quarterly earnings. Can you believe that? It's just mind-blowing. 80% of CFOs of the 400 largest public companies readily admit that they're going to sacrifice the economic value to meet the quarterly results. And I'm just floored. The other piece that still drives me nuts at companies that I'm invested in is share buyback. The management somehow thinks that taking the extra cash they have and buying the shares back to increase, you know, reduce the number of shares and in effect then increase the price of the shares, that's a better use of dollars than taking those dollars and investing it and increasing the value by creating some new product, some new technology, some new innovation. So somehow, and this is just permeated throughout the economic, you know, system, that it's, if you've got extra cash, start your share buyback program. Where does it make sense to do a share buyback program rather than taking that dollar and investing in R&D or investing in engineering or investing in training and skill sets and improving the productivity of your workforce or buying a piece of equipment or investing in technology to increase the overall throughput or investing in entering new markets, you know, risk capital at trying something new, different within your organization? But for some reason, we have sold ourselves the story that share buybacks are a good thing. And actually, if you look at it, go look at the trend. Money that has been spent in a share buyback gives you a short-term gain, but the share price settles back into where it was. There hasn't been good proof that share buyback does anything to the share price over a long-term basis. So again, it's another one of those rules of the road that actually are not helpful. When you could have those dollars and invest it into things that are going to generate new revenue, new products, and therefore generate more true revenue, true growth on a longer-term basis. So we're going to take another quick commercial break here. Again, this is a little bit of a different show. Stick with me here. I'm on this rant around this short-term thinking. and in particularly what it's doing to R&D and innovation investments around the world. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Now, the club for BizTalk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite BizTalk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 BizTalk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we jump back into this episode, I want to just thank our sponsor, Zoom. Zoom delivers flawless video, absolutely crystal clear audio, and a sharing approach that I have just found to be fantastic. And it's allowed us here at Kill Innovations, and even in my day job as a CEO, the ability for me to work with my teams all over the globe. And in fact, I find myself that I'm in Zoom every day, if not multiple times per day. Now, that's why I know that Zoom works. And we only take on sponsors here at Kill Innovations for products and technologies that we actually use. And I can tell you, we've been using Zoom for over a year now, long before they ever became a sponsor. And we're not the only ones who think Zoom's a great thing. One is Gartner just named Zoom as a leader in its Magic Quadrant for web conferencing this year. They just recently this week got named as one of the fastest growing applications on the web. So give it a try. And trust me, the reason I like Zoom also is the fact that it's the first video conferencing system that I've ever used that doesn't suck. So give it a try. We have available a free account that allows you to bring up to 50 video people, video collaborations. You can use it in your job. I've seen people, we had a bunch of people download or use Zoom over Christmas so they could bring their families together from all over the world. So try it out. Go over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom and get that free account and just check it out. And if you have some feedback, questions, or comments, just drop me a note at phil@killerinnovations.com. Love to hear your experience with Zoom, and we'll share those maybe in the future time. So let's pick up where we left off with regards to this whole challenge or my rant today on short-term thinking. Our long-term economic health, and that's the United States, but doesn't matter what country you're in, your long-term economic health depends on long-term investments. These are investments that will pay out over time. Keep in mind that we said in the earlier part of the show that there's this thought process that that shareholders want to be this kind of, you know, quick turn. And it's proven out by the fact that the average holdings of equity has gone from 8 years in 1960 to 8 months in 2016. Now, the flip side of that, though, is most equity is held by pension funds and other large institutional investors who are investing for long-term returns, right? If I'm investing in my retirement, my pension, you know, yes, I may be getting older and I'm thinking maybe, you know, X number of years down, I may retire. So therefore, I want to make sure I have the money there. But we're investing for decades or multiple decades, typically when we're investing in the pensions. In fact, today, 70% of all equity is held by pension funds and institutional investors, 70%. Now, that's compared to 8% in 1950. So we've had an exact, you know, flip from the standpoint that 70% are held by these typical investment vehicles, organizations that are looking for the long-term bets. So this mantra that the quarterly results are for shareholder benefit, I'm going to yell BS. Because I'm not looking for the short-term results, right? If it's my retirement and my pension, I want that to be in the market for long-term return. I want to see growth in it from the long term, not fake growth because of just the quarterly results. Now, how does this happen? How do we get into this trap of thinking it's good for the shareholders when in reality, when you peel back and you look at the numbers, it's not to anybody's benefit? And that is because we have this group of what I would call vocal investors. And these vocal investors are compensated by how their holdings perform each year, right? You go and you're going to invest in a mutual fund or whatever. What do? You're going to look at the 1, 3, 5, 10-year return on it. These fund managers, these investment managers feel a lot of pressure to get the annual returns. They if they do really good on annual returns, more of us will put our money into those funds. So again, it's not there's some bad boogeyman in New York or London or Zurich or Tokyo or Singapore. We are all part of the problem because we look at that and we make our own investment decisions by long term. But at the same time, those of us in the innovation game, we sit back, we wring our hands, we go, oh my gosh, they need to be making longer investments. So ask yourself, how do you do your own investments? Are you doing your investments on the short term? But then you're working in a company and you're frustrated because the company won't make the long-term bets on your R&D and your innovation programs. Are you being a little schizophrenic? Are you being disingenuous? We can change this. We can change this by changing our own thought processes of how we make our own investments. And these vocal investors are out there saying that they represent us because that's how they see us as consumers of their investment vehicles, their mutual funds, their stocks, right? And so, and this is also driven by the fact that we have immediate access to the information that we can then, you know, impact on. Now, when I was at, I won't name the company, I was an elected officer at a public company. We took the company public. As soon as we went public, all the employees in the company were instantly worth orders of magnitude more money than they'd ever been had in their lives. And what we found was, is the employees were sitting there at their browser constantly refreshing the share price. Oh, share price is up 3 cents. Oh, it's down 4 cents. And you got into these emotional roller coasters. And this feeds into this, I'm going to sell because it's down 2% or it's up 3. I'm going to do something. We got to get into this long-term. If we believe in long-term benefit, long-term economic, then we, even as individuals, can have an influence on this. So real quick, I've got 5 things that I think can have a direct impact that is outside of our control, but more from a government and thought process. Number 1, corporate tax structure. In the U.S., we need a corporate tax structure to encourage bringing money back to the U.S. We need to repatriate the money. U.S. has a unique situation where we're one of the few countries that taxes companies on global revenue, not just the revenue generated in the U.S., but the U.S. tax IRS taxes companies on the global revenue. So it discourages companies in the U.S. to bring that money back because of the tax rate. Change that. Number 2, accelerated depreciation. Give people a 50% of the investment equipment to be deducted immediately. Get the tax benefit right away. Number 3, increase government spending. We need to drive up R&D funding. The government funding, which triggered, you know, DARPA to invent the internet, you know, DARPA funding invented computers, the NASA program and all the technologies that came off the space race in the 60s and 70s. The amount of dollars now going into R&D spending has dropped and dropped significantly. We need to change that around. And there's some really good ideas out there. I'll put those in the show notes on what that really means. Number 4, incentivize investors to hold the assets longer. This today, if you go more than 1 year, you get a reduced tax rate. We should change that to 2 or 3 years. You don't get the tax break unless you hold on to that stock for 2 to 3 years out, or you make it a graduated tax. And number 5, which I think is actually one of the more interesting ones, grant super voting rights to shareholders that hold the stock the longest. So if you're just a flipper and you buy the shares just before the shareholders meeting, and then you're going to get out of the stock right after the shareholders meeting, you shouldn't have a say or a vote in what's happening. The people who've been with that stock for 2, 3, 4 years, they should gradually get more say into telling the management how to operate that business, because they've shown their commitment to be with that company for an extended period of time. All around, how do we incentivize management teams and leadership to do it a different way? So again, change the corporate tax structure, particularly here in the U.S., to repatriate all that cash that's held offshore. Number two, accelerate depreciation. Number three, increase government spending and R&D, and there's ways to do that that don't cost any of us in the investment pool to put more money in. Number four, incentivize investors to hold the assets longer. Don't flip it. And number five, issue premium share rights to those people who hold their stock the longest. So we've got one more segment left in the show, so don't go anywhere. I'm still on my rant here about how do we get around this short-term thinking in management and in companies today. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Care Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Care Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We're going to use this segment to kind of wrap up what we've been talking about today, which is how do we deal with this trend that's been going on for decades. It's not new, but this trend around short-term thinking, around the drive for quarterly results, the rationale being of it's for the goodness of the shareholders. Let's take a step back. What is really the purpose of a company, or any organization for that matter? The purpose of a company is to serve society. And in so doing, the shareholders also benefit. When I mean serve society, I mean it produces a product or service that customers value and will exchange money for. They employ workers that in turn earn a paycheck that then they can use that money to, you know, provide shelter for their family, put food on the table, put their kids through school, and help their neighbors. It also provides a way for others to participate in the success of that business through the process of investing in the shareholders. The fact, though, is that by focusing on the benefit of society, it's betting on the longer-range investments versus this perspective of shareholder, which means I'm driving to a quick flip quarterly results. Now, while this is my definition, you know, that a company's role is really to serve society, it's to serve its customers, to serve its employees, and by doing that effectively, by serving their customers and serving their employees, they will, in effect, benefit their shareholders. The flip, though, is that in today's world, most public companies will say we serve the shareholders and that through that process, we hope society benefits. We hope the customers, we get a product that they're willing to pay for. We hope that by focusing on the shareholder benefit, that our employees are going to be do good. So my argument here is we need to think about that in flipped model. We need to focus on what's good for customers what's good for employees will thus benefit shareholders. And therefore, we need to change kind of that priority and put the focus on long-range investments. We need to make some investments that are maybe a little shorter term, a year or two, mid-range, 3 or 4 years out. Long terms, you need to make some long bets. And the length of those long bets is dependent on the industry you're in and the kind of products you're trying to create or the kinds of services you're trying to derive. Short-term thinking is dangerous. We've seen it. Go look at companies that were just breakout innovation leaders. And innovation leaders, I don't mean just technology. I'm talking about innovation leaders in all of their segments. Look at it over the last 10, 20, 30 years. As more and more focus got to the quarterly results, look at things like R&D spend. Where's the R&D spend trend going? Where is the return on that R&D spend? Kind of gives you the indication that R&D is becoming much more applied research than long-range research. Applied research meaning it's kind of 0 to 2 years. It's really feature enhancements, incremental improvements to existing products, those kinds of things. So what's been that change? It's been significant. You can look across all the major companies that I would classify as being highly innovative decades ago, who in some cases, big name companies no longer even in business. Why? Because they shifted to the short-term incremental model of making their decisions. They didn't make the long-term bets. The markets shifted. They were unprepared. They went out of business. That's why I'm saying it's dangerous. Short-term thinking is dangerous, and it's especially dangerous to R&D and innovation efforts. So the challenge I have for you is send this podcast to others. If you're in an organization, large company, where you're frustrated because of this lack of long-range investment, send this podcast to your manager. Send this podcast to your CEO, right? Send this podcast to your government representative, whether it's that you're in the U.S., Canada, U.K., you know. Look, our second largest listener base is China, and I just came back from Shenzhen. Doesn't matter where you're in the world, any and all countries and any and all corporations around the world need to get out of this short-term investment because of this the significant impact it's going to have. So if you believe in the value of innovation, then you need to do something. You know, you need to help change the whole thinking process within your organization, but even what you do personally with your own investments and the way you think about your own drive to get out of the quarterly look and make those long-term investments. So with that, I'm going to thank you for the time listening to today's show, letting you know we have the contest going on. We've got season 13, show starting March 5th. So it'll be exactly start of the 13th season. We started the show March 5th of 2005. It was me sitting in a bathroom at a Marriott resort in Arizona. That was episode 1. We've come a long way in those 13 years. So we have a contest. Go out and share in social media the innovation that you are most excited about, something that you think is just going to have just breakout impact. Share it on social media, whether that's Twitter or Instagram, Facebook, whatever, and use the hashtag #KillerInnovation, all one word. So the hashtag is #KillerInnovation. Therefore, then we can track it. We'll see it. We are going to pick the winner during the March 5th show. We'll announce the winner then. And in that show, then that person, at some point in the future, they can fly to Colorado, be here in my studio with me, or they can join via Zoom remote. But whoever the winner is, they will get a chance to come into the show and tell their story. If you've got a startup, if you're out trying to raise money for an idea, or you've got your own rant around creativity and innovation, here's your chance to have the microphone for a national audience and with the podcast, an international audience. And just to let you know, we've doubled the listener base in the last 6 months. So you've got a lot of ears out there if you want to come on the show and share your story. So check that out. We'll have links in the show notes to all the rules for the contest. This contest is void where prohibited. The attorneys make me say that. And with that, we're going to wrap up today's show. Really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. and we appreciate it. Hop on over to iTunes, give us a rating. We read those. We really appreciate that. And have a great week. Don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.